In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. The federal government this week proposed that Medicare should change how it pays for two of the most common medical procedures in the nation, hip and knee replacements. The change is part of a new healthcare focus on outcomes instead of one-off procedures. Right now, the cost and quality of hip and knee replacements is all over the map. So the proposed solution is to bundle the payment. Medicare would give hospitals a fixed amount of money to manage all costs, from prep to surgery to discharge. The hope is that this will save the nation $150 million over the next 5 years. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein finds out what's the big deal with bundles.
File this under you know you have a problem when sometimes a knee replacement costs $16,500. Sometimes it costs twice as much. That's the problem the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, is trying to address with these bundled payments. The University of Michigan's Dr. David Miller.
The effort by CMS is destined to say, look, doctors, nurses, therapists, figure out the best pathway forward to help patients get the outcomes we're looking for.
What CMS is actually telling those doctors and nurses is that they now must live within a fixed budget. Dr. Tom Feely is with the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. He says federal health officials want to extract duplication, needless testing, and the sloppiness that's being baked into these procedures.
Right now, our healthcare system is dependent upon those unnecessary things that we do to sort of fund the way that we currently work.
In other words, CMS is experimenting with a major change in how it pays for care. And while there are lots of healthcare folks out there who say this is moving in the right direction, there's an important caveat to consider.
There's no proof that it works yet.
But Dr. Tom Tsai at Harvard says that's actually okay.
When we design new drugs, new interventions, we do trials to see if a new drug will work. Not all the new drugs work, but it's important to innovate so we can actually learn from these experiences.
Tsai says just trying to tackle this issue represents major progress. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.